time for Czech Sports. I'm Gary Lee. St. Louis Cardinals finished a three-game set with the Twins on Sunday, going for the sweep. With more, here's your Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday, the Cardinals got home runs from Victor Scott II, Pedro Pajes, and then you had a feeling about a home run in the seventh inning.
I sure did. I just had a feeling the way he was walking up to the plate, the at-bats prior for Nolan Gorman. So happy for him. This is his first chance to get to play in 2025, and he made it count.
He made it count with a three-hit ball game, including his home run, and the Cardinals were able to score. They had three, then five, then and two, and put the Twins away by a final of 9-2.
Pallante got the win, and Steven Matz picked up his first major league save.
The win for Pallante and the loss to Bailey Ober. Matz was able to go the last four. We had a 58-minute rain delay, but the Cardinals were able to pick it up, put the sweep away 9-2, and will welcome in the Angels on the air at 5:50 tonight.
The Cardinals play again tonight. Pre-game 5:50, first pitch 6:35, all on KUKU 100.3. The St. Louis Blues beat the Colorado Avalanche 2-1 Saturday to extend their win streak to 9 consecutive games. St. Louis extended the longest active win streak in the NHL and has outscored its opponents 39-13 during that span. The Blues host Detroit Tuesday, pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. Three-man golf scramble at the Norterra Golf Course in West Plains, $300 entry fee, Friday, April 25th, with a tee time of 10 a.m., prizes on every hole, benefiting the Howell County Special Olympics. Sign your team up at Norterra Golf Course, West Plains. Liberty Eagle football camp for grades kindergarten through 8th will be May 13th to the 15th, 5 p.m. to 8:30. Each camper will receive a T-shirt and game pass to first home game. Parents' forms have been sent from the school to be filled out and returned. The 23rd annual YMCA G&W Fuge two-person spring scramble to Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnell Municipal Golf Course that benefits the YMCA youth programs and scholarship fund will be held Saturday, April 26th, with a tee time of 10 a.m. All four number one seeds in the men's double NCAA basketball tournament has made it to the Final Four. It's a rarity. It has been 17 years since the first time it happened in tournament history. And Auburn will play Florida, and Houston will be taking on Duke. So there will be one SEC team make it to the championship game. High school baseball for today. Summersville, Chadwick, Mountain Grove heads to Hartville. Gainesville will be at Liberty. Greenwood at Norwood. Salem heads to Owensville. Houston at Seymour. Licking at St. James. Dora heads to Thayer. Koshkonong will be at Van Buren. And Willow Springs at Winona. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.